USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, has a big question at a House Judiciary Committee hearing.
I would just ask the fundamental question, why are we here? Seems to me we're here because the Mueller report wasn't what the Democrats thought it was going to be. In fact, it was just the opposite.
Congressman Jordan speaking. Now, the committee did authorize Chairman Jerry Nadler to issue a subpoena for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full report and any underlying evidence that Mueller collected. Actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin were inside a Boston courtroom on Wednesday for their alleged roles in a college admission scandal. And as far as if we can expect any more names to come out of people that were caught up in this scandal, attorney Jonas Bilbor believes the feds may be done naming names.
I think in this particular case they might be, because some people might have been smart to not get on the phone and give the conversations that the feds got.
This is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event, like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max 2-tool combo kit, including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4-7. See store for details, U.S. only.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Former Vice President Joe Biden released a video in which he acknowledged that social norms are changing and pledged to change his behavior after multiple women accused him of overly familiar physical contact.
The boundaries of protecting personal space have been reset, and I get it. I hear what they're saying. I understand it, and I'll be much more mindful. That's my responsibility.
High cholesterol concerns? They're not just for grown-ups anymore. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The American Academy of Pediatrics is now recommending children between the ages of 9 and 11 start to be screened for high cholesterol. Doctors say it's best to screen early due to the growing epidemic of obesity, and they're recommending that children be tested, especially if their parents or grandparents have suffered from a heart attack or a stroke. Some parents say they've been shocked to learn that their 9 and 10-year-old children have high cholesterol levels, so much so that they need medication.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
McDonald's recently announced it would stop lobbying against minimum wage increases at the federal, state, and local levels. This has many people shocked, including Butch Shumali, who owns restaurants in New York City, and now in New York the minimum wage is $15 an hour. He talks about what he's had to do since the beginning of the year when this bill was passed into law in New York City.
It became a very big challenge now. We have to figure out ways not to reduce staff, but we don't want to raise prices that hurt the customer. So ultimately you lose jobs, and people have lose their hours on their paycheck, and it became very costly to us.
And it means your waiters are also bussing tables and probably preparing
sure.
food?
You know, before you'd have different layers of to get food to the table, you'd have a expediter, a
right.
food runner, a busser, a wait staff. Now it just goes the wait staff to the table. So three people lose hours, and that's no good.
And his initial reaction to the minimum wage bill?
Well, we had to figure right away how we're going to make this money back. So we cut down anything that was minimal, like uh-huh. a little concession that sells hot dogs or soda.
Just you had to shut those down.
How much more can you charge for
yeah,
those
right.
items? So
right.
they're closed. They're done. Those people lose jobs. Younger children that come out of high school and college, we're not going to hire them because we can't. We can't afford to have mm-hmm. them there. And how much more can you charge for basic food? You know, people go out and spend $100 years ago. It was like a lot of money. $100 doesn't mean anything anymore.
Shumali predicts that you'll be seeing a lot more of the automated fast food restaurants where you, in essence, order from a kiosk and then are served your meal from one person as opposed to someone taking your order. You can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.